Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi. We are in Chavis Halvavis, Shah HaBitochen, Perek Hey. I'll just ask, in case something does go awry and you do stop hearing me, please chat me so I know what's happening. Okay. Chavis Halvavis, Shah HaBitochen, Perek Hey. In my Leiv Tov edition, it's page Shin Samach Hey. In this parak, the Chavis Halvavis is describing the differences between a person who has bitachon and a person who does not, how the differences will manifest in the way they go about seeking their parnasa. Now, again, in the background here, now do you hear me?
Hi. I can hear fine.
Hello? You hear me? Okay, Mrs. Taylor, are you still not hearing?
I don't know. I'm able to hear. Someone else just wrote they can hear also.
I see. I'll do the hearing.
You're on my camera, are you?
Okay. Mrs. Taylor, if you do hear us, please send in a chat.
I can hear you fine.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry about that. Okay. Can someone please chat Mrs. Taylor and perhaps suggest that she, I don't know how to chat, that she call in. Give her the number. Okay.
I'll do that.
I'm sorry about that. Yashter Koyach, thank you. Okay. I'll give it a minute and then we'll continue. Okay, Hervari, are we ready?
Just a moment. It'll take at least a minute or two before I can get to her.
Okay, we'll give it the time. Thank you.
I have to give her the passcode. Seven 7 0 8. Her number.
Oh, is that her? Perhaps. Oh, she already did that. Yeah. Okay. Right. Okay. Yes, Yeah. Okay. Okay. I'm sorry, Rabbi Sai. We'll move on.
Okay. Looks like she's... Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, Rabbi Say. I'm sorry for the complication. Again, what is the difference between, the practical difference between a person with bitachon and a person without bitachon and the way they go about their parnasa? Let's remind ourselves that in the background here, we have the premise that the person with bitachon is also doing ishtadlus. He'll be doing the same ishtadlus as the person without bitachon. And that's the premise of Chavis Halvavis' need to clarify, so where will the differences manifest? So briefly, yesterday we saw, number one is that the person with bitachon will be satisfied with whatever the outcome of the hishtadlus is. Meaning he's doing the hishtadlus knowing that he's doing the motions, but ultimately Hashem is going to choose what's best for him, even if it's not in line with the hishtadlus that he's doing. That was number one. Number two was that when going about the hishtadlus and wondering how it's going to play out, the person with bitachon is calm and serene. He goes about it knowing that however it plays out is best. Hashem knows better for me what's good for me, and he'll make that happen. Whereas the person without bitachon, he needs the hishtablus to be successful, and therefore he is stressed, he's tense. And now number three, we move on. Vashlishi. Number three is, kiabateach belikim v'misasek besibos. When a person with bitachon is engaging in natural means of trying to get his parnasa, he's doing his work, he's doing his job, he doesn't put his trust in that, meaning he's not leaning emotionally on the job, on the efforts, on the material efforts, as the cause of his parnasa. He does not see in them the source of his welfare, or his job is not going to be the cause of his poverty if it is not matzliach. He says, no, Hashem is deciding what I should have. And the job is a motion that I'm doing because Hashem expects it of me. Whether it will bring about the results I'm aiming for or not are not a matter of whether the job is successful, but that'll simply be a matter of what Hashem decided for me. So, Ach mis'asek bahen, livchor ba'avodas ha'boreh. So he goes about it with an attitude of, why am I doing my job? Why am I making efforts toward my parnasa? It's because Hashem expects it of me. Hashem wants us to be involved in a functioning world. So therefore, we talked about this at length earlier, but the Chavis of Lovis here is kind of recapping a long discussion that he had earlier. When you go about your job, where are your emotional energies? Are your emotional energies in the hope that this is going to bring parnasa? Because some of us doesn't want it to be. He wants it to be that Hashem decided what parnasa you're going to have. He put in a certain condition. Hashem, so to speak, says, provide me with a natural conduit, and then I'll give you whatever I decided. It'll either be a lot or a little. You provide me with a natural conduit. Now, that natural conduit has a separate value to it. What is that? Why does Hashem want you to do that natural conduit? Hashem wants a productive world. Hashem wants a properly functioning world. And therefore, say, for example, you are a shoemaker. I don't think we have any shoemakers in the crowd. But let's say, for example, you are a shoemaker. So you're going to go about your panasa in the Chavis HaLavis' world. You're going to go about your panasa with the attitude of, Hashem wants a world where people have shoes. I'm going to cooperate with that Rotzon Hashem by trying to help people have working shoes. Now, at the same time, I am punching my card with Hashem, saying, you decided what I should have this month. Here, I'm fulfilling the condition on my end, now give me whatever you had in mind. Whatever job you're doing, you have to think that you are contributing somehow to a functioning world. And focus on that. Focus that is Ratzon Hashem. Hashem wants a productive, functioning world, and I am contributing my share to that. There are other kavanas also that a person should have, but this is how the Chavis HaLavis is laying it down. As we saw earlier, he read this into a mitzvah min haTorah of Milua Sa'aretz v'Kivshua. When Hashem tells Adam and Chava, Hashem says, Pru Urvu, you should multiply. Right? We all know that that's a mitzvah to have children. But then he goes on and says, Hashem says, Milu'es ha'aretz v'kivshua, I want you to fill the land. And kivshua literally means conquer it. But what it means is get it under your control. In other words, turn the world into a functioning system, into a place that is a friendly place for human life. I want there to be plumbing in this world. I want there to be tailors in this world. I want it to be clothing. I want it to be tailors. I want it to be computer programmers. I want it to be doctors, etc. And therefore, Milu'es ha'aretz v'kivshua means set the world up under man's domain, make it a world that's functional for man. And the Chavis HaLavis says that when you're going about your parnasa efforts, think of it in those terms. I am not looking after myself. Hashem looks after me. But this is a ticket he requires me to punch. And as far as I'm concerned, what I'm doing is fulfilling his command that I should contribute to a functioning, productive world. And if your panasa, your job, actually brings you benefit, what do you know? You're putting in your efforts to do your share toward a functioning world, and at the end of the day, at the end of the month, I should say, it actually landed you a month's worth of parnosa. So yoida elikim levado elze. Don't now, this is a very fine point, but he says, don't start attributing the success, wow, that was a good choice. It's a good thing I went into Kabul, into shoemaking, because who knows if I would have been as successful as a tailor. Wow. And then you become a proponent of shoemaking, and you begin, you want to make the public aware of what a great profession shoemaking is, etc. Look how much it benefited me. No, don't have that attitude. You have to retain a certain cool attitude toward the panasa, with a certain attitude of, it happened to be this, it could have been something else. Had I done any reasonable, responsible ishtadlus, this is what Hashem had decided for me, and he would have given it to me. He gave it to me through shoemaking. He could have given it to me through being a painter as well. So you say, oh wow, Hashem, look what you are rolling through my conduit that I set up, right? I set up that conduit, and Hashem, thank you for rolling through this money. Don't become emotionally attached to that parnasa. Don't say, okay, now I can feel secure because Baruch Hashem, I really have this job under my belt. Say, no, I can feel secure because I see that Hashem is taking care of me. That's where your security stays. And as far as you're concerned, you can say, should Hashem decide, it'll come through some other conduit. And make sure that you are keeping your emotional leaning stays on Hashem, not on whatever it is that happens to land you that money this month. Okay, so that's number one. Now, v'im lo ya'ilu ha'asibos, and let's say you went around about responsible efforts, educated efforts. You made sure that you were doing a reasonable, responsible ishtadlus, something that should have gotten you what you needed for the month, but it didn't work. It didn't work. It always, that's the nature of things. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. If it doesn't work, then you sit back and you say, this was the Ratzon Hashem, this is what's best for me. Of course, if you didn't do the ishtadlus in the first place, you can't say that. That the Chemes Havav has taught us earlier, Hashem is waiting for you to hand him the conduit, so to speak. If you didn't hand him the conduit, Hashem says, your panasa is hanging here in the air. You just didn't stick up the conduit that I'm requiring. But what is that conduit? That conduit is not shoemaking per se. That conduit is a responsible, reasonable effort. So if you did that responsible, reasonable effort, and the panasa did not come, Yeidaki v'eu tarpoi kishi yitzah Hashem. So rest assured, that you say, okay, Hashem has a plan here. He knows when he's going to decide to deliver it. He wants to put me through the process of hanging for a while, of being in suspense for a while. I'm going to accept that. That's fine. This is obviously the best plan for me right now. And also, again, I did mine, but perhaps Hashem is intending for it to come through some other means this month. We gave the example of, let's say, a person did very, very, very well one month, and he actually made twice as much as what he needs for the month. He puts it aside, he figures he's going to put it into savings. And then a couple of months later, he had a very, very slow month, and he feels, what a shame that I have to dig into the savings. But it's actually a wrong understanding. The idea is that Hashem decided that this month, the current month, you should get your parnasa not through your efforts this month. Hashem already gave you March's parnasa back in December. That's what's actually going on. Because again, we said that Hashem it looks to you like this was a slow month. No, it wasn't. Hashem just gave it to you in advance. Because Hashem sometimes decides that he wants it to come through your efforts right now. Sometimes he decides he wants it to come through other means, which may mean greater success at an earlier time. Or it could simply be something completely from a different angle. Or perhaps he wants you to wait a little bit because that's what's best for you now. Or to have a tight month or two. V'lo yimas ben bavuzeh. And again, if you went about your ishtavus, the person might say, oh, well, this is a lousy job. Or there's no point in trying because it's not getting me anywhere anyways. No. You maintain the understanding that your efforts are Ratzon Hashem. Now, of course, we have to qualify. If you have reason to understand that for some reason the efforts that you had been making are no longer reasonable ishtavus, like let's say, you were a shoemaker for many years. All of a sudden, now people are wearing digital shoes. Nobody wears conventional shoes anymore. And therefore, there is simply no need for shoemakers anymore. Or, say the other way around, people now, nobody uses shoemakers at this point. They just get new shoes. So for you to continue saying, well, I'll stick at it because that's what Chavis Olover says, no, you do have to keep a finger on the pulse of, are you actually meeting the bar of a reasonable, responsible ishtadlus? May reach a point where this is no longer called reasonable, responsible ishtadlus. But as long as it is just that, for whatever reason, it didn't work this month, but there isn't like a reason to say this isn't the reasonable ishtadlus, because some of this is telling us, don't drop it. To drop it would mean that you're saying, oh, it's the actual ishtadlus that's the cause. No, stick with it. You had a slow month now. Maybe Hashem has something else in mind for next month. Okay, we're still in the middle of developing the point. But we'll end here for today. I'm sorry about the technical difficulties. Good night, Rabbi Yisrael.
Good night. Thank you.
Ruchim to you. Ruchim to you.